Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. I'm excited to have Hans Mattson on the show. He was instrumental in the Swedish rescue mission back in 2013, in which Elder Turley and Elder Marlon Jensen flew to Sweden to talk about sticky church topics with church members. So he's also the author of Truth Seeking, and so we're going to be talking about his kind of autobiography in this book here. And you're going to want to check this out. So this first conversation, we're going to talk about his calling as a general, the first Swedish general authority. So check out our conversation. All right. Well, welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm excited to have, how do I introduce you? Kind of an internet superstar? Is that a good word for you?
All right.
Now, some people might not recognize you, so tell us who you are.
Well, I'm my name is Hans Mattson, and I'm a Swedish citizen, and I used to be holding a call as a 70, as an area authority 70 from 2000 and on to 2005. And during this time, I met a lot of good high position members of the church.
Well, fantastic. So, you know, we've had a lot of international guests. I've had Simon Southerton from Australia and Ugo Perego from Italy. But they've always come to Utah, and so it's made it easy. But you are actually in Spain, and I'm trying to figure out how a Swedish guy ended up in Spain. How did that happen?
Well, if you live in Sweden for 60 years and you see a lot of rain and wind and cold winters, it's not hard to understand that sunshine and warmth and nice winters are pretty good. And and actually, the reason is more or less my health. I had some heart problems and other things that my doctor recommended me to go to a warmer country, so I did.
Oh, wow.
With my wife.
Yes. Now, are you on the Canary Islands, is that right?
No, I'm not. I'm in on the mainland in the southeast. It's about 6 hours south of Barcelona.
Okay. And so do you speak Spanish?
No. But we live in a community with people from Germany, from Netherlands, from Norway, from England. And so more or less when we talk English.
Oh, okay.
And my wife is much better in Spanish than I am. So she is on the front line when we have to speak Spanish.
I don't know. That would be tough for me.
We probably use Google Translate as well.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, you've got a book. Tell us about your book. I think you have a copy of it there.
Oh, yeah. This is a book called Truth Seeking. Uh-huh. And it gives the story from about my life and how I experience my family, the church, and why I have got some problem and why I left the church, really. And that includes meeting with Marlon Jensen, includes Swedish Rescue, mm-hmm. It includes New York Times, and things like that. And I just wanted to say also that Christina Hanke is the one who written most of it, but I talked to her. She interviewed me a lot, so
okay.
This is the way it worked, yeah.
So you've got that in multiple languages, I believe, too. You've got it in English and Swedish, and what other languages?
You know, actually, people just contacted me and asked, can I translate it into German? Can I translate into Spanish? Can I make an audiobook of it, you know? So I said, I don't have any money for that project. But I said, no, you've done so much for so many people, and I just wanted to do something. And I said, well, just go ahead. So I've been really blessed. I used to say to my wife, that's a blessing for tidings I used to pay. The windows of heaven opens. And
yeah.
Well, the only thing is the money is not coming in, but the books are selling through Amazon.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I really appreciate you sending me a copy. As I said before the interview started, I can't figure out where I placed it, but it's an interesting book. So, of course, my current interview right now is with Dr. Matt Harris and Dr. Newell Bringhurst, and we talk about the Swedish Rescue, which you had a major part of there. And so definitely want to talk about that. As we go here, I think... So some of my listeners, I think, are going to be very familiar with you. Others are not. But can you give us just kind of a thumbnail sketch of how you were in the church and how you became a general authority and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Gothenburg, Sweden. In Swedish, we would say Göteborg. And there I have three brothers and a very faithful father and mother. And we were really, really faithful and really believed in everything of the church. And I served a mission in England, Central Mission, that later become England Birmingham Mission for 2 years.
And that's how you learned English?
Yeah, I tried to practice there, and you're right, really. And then after my mission, I did my military service in Sweden, and actually there I met my future wife. She was working in the kitchen there serving the militaries, and well, that's a wonderful story. You can read all about it in the book.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had four wonderful children. No, five. Five children. I'm so sorry, you know. Three boys and two girls. And in the church, I had callings as a branch president, bishop, counselor to bishop, counselor to stake president, high councilman, as a stake president, I served for me. And then we moved to Stockholm, and there I was called in a high councilman, but also as a counselor to the mission president, because there are no stakes all over Sweden. So the northern part of Sweden is the districts. So that's where I, as a counselor, have to take care of them. And after a while, I was called to visit with one general authority up at the airport of Stockholm. And there I received a letter from the first presidency calling me to be area authority 70 and belong to the third quorum of the 70s. So that's 2000. In early part of 2000, and then on a general conference coming up the first Sunday in April, I was sustained as a 70, and Elder Holland and Marlin Jensen was the one who set me apart. And from there, it's just go on. And I was nervous, happy, and delightful, and of course, in Sweden, I was the first Swedish area authority, and it's a humbling experience. I remember the first, you know, I remember the first meeting we've been taught by the 12 and the first president C and 70s every year at the church office building before the conference. And when I look around there, I saw Brother Marriott, and I saw some famous people. Elder Raspan and I was called at the same time. Renlund.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both apostles now, but we get together, and I thought to myself, what are you doing here? You know, you feel kind of humble. And the kind of a voice from inside said, you know, don't blame yourself, blame God, because he's calling you. So just do what you, who you are, and do the best. So that's what I felt. And of course, I had to travel in Europe mostly, even part of the old Eastern Bloc areas like Hungary, Romania, those countries that used to belong to Soviet Union for many years ago. And then, of course, Germany, Austria, the Nordic countries. And there were two different milieus, so to speak. The one who are the church for organized and have experience at the stakes. And then, of course, you went to the other countries that didn't know anything really. There was brand new. The missionaries were branch president and so on. So it was kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure. That would be a very humbling calling, I'm sure. So, and I guess in all those countries, is English kind of the... is that what everybody speaks in these conferences?
No, but there is, on the conference, I always try to speak English, and I still try. And then I have a translator to the native country. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I, I was thinking of a funny thing happened. You know, Sweden used to conquer Finland for 700 years or so. And of course, there are what they call Swedish Finns. And they speak Swedish, you know, and they're very proud people. Mm. And when I was there, I spoke in English and translated to Swedish. And afterward, they come about 10, 12 people up to me and ask me to speak in Swedish. Because there's a lot of people there speak Swedish.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, that's just a cute little story.
Yeah. Well, cool.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Hans Mattsson. In our next conversation, we'll talk about the final straw that led him to leave the LDS Church.
Well, actually, 2015, when the church prophet said that the revelation about children to same-sex marriage are not allowed to be blessed or being baptized, and when they turn 18, they are able to be members, but then they have to deny their parents what they believe and so on. And then it struck me so hard that this is nothing to do with Jesus Christ, because he loved children. He will embrace them. He will not take them away. And I just felt, this is nothing I can support anymore. I can't do it.
For those of you who are interested in the entire interview uncut without any interruptions, sign up at patreon.com/gospeltangents and you can hear the entire interview for just $5 a month. Also, we have other tiers. If you'd like to subscribe on our website at gospeltangents.com, click on the yellow subscribe button and you can subscribe for $10. You can also do that on Patreon and get a PDF transcript. We've also got some other ones for $15 and $20 if you'd like to get those as well. If you're interested in individual transcripts, go to Amazon.com and do a search for Gospel Tangents interview, and you can see our past interviews there in paperback form. So just check out Gospel Tangents. We're always updating those. For the latest updates on Facebook, go to Facebook.com/Gospel Tangents and you can see our latest updates there. We're also on Twitter at Gospel Tangents. Of course, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. And please give us a 5-star rating for those of you who listen to audio only. So once again, thanks for listening. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some more of our great videos. Thanks again.